But we find out in the church in Corinth, there have some problem in the church. Why? Because they still cannot get away from the natural man. So they are supposed to be in the spiritual man, but they're still fleshly, Paul says. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "For you are still fleshly." I think most of Christians, we're born again Christian. Most of us here, I'm sure, we're all born again Christians. Doesn't mean that we are in spirit, because we have flesh. Flesh is very strong, strong nature. Even though once a year we come to the Lord to 2 weeks of this kind of NYTS or after 4 times. Now you have 4 years to graduate, right? No more 3 years, right? So once you come to every year, cleanse yourself, tuning up yourself spiritually. But once you, after these 2 weeks, you go back to the, you know, the Word, things very easily we can be tempted. We're easily being vulnerable to the flesh. Now, this is our challenges. When you see the little children, even though you're telling them what is the sin, they don't understand. They're very innocent nature. But once we're growing up, little by little, especially reach to teenage and then college, that you can tell your inner, your flesh desire to be stronger. Flesh desire is not necessarily, we can say, the flesh that we have within us, not necessarily bad. Every time a meal time comes, after 2 hours of lunch time, naturally your stomach has to be give you the information to your brain, says time to eat. So desire of eating is very natural, and also desire our life to be getting better, that you want to accomplish it. Something that you learn something that with your knowledge you can accomplish something. But at the same time, there's another side of the desires. You have to always think about it. One side is a flesh desire with well-being, well-controlled. Then this desire helping us for the God's glory. Then we have to change it. All these are our flesh desire to be transformed for purpose for God, purpose for the spiritual dimensions. We have to change it. Then we have to know the Lord Jesus, who He is. But knowing the Lord Jesus is the true God is salvation. Please turn to the book of John, chapter 17. Yes? John chapter 17, verse 3. John chapter 17, verse 3. "This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." So chapter 17, verse 3 says, "This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God." So knowing the true God is eternal life. Why we come to the NYTS, why we come to the Lord every week, on the Sabbath we come to listen to the Word of God, because we want to know God. We want to know His image, so we can be like Him. Be like Him. I don't know, because you still... You know, little kids, not little kids, but high school and that time, then they like to follow their idol. Like, you know, the singers or, you know, the athletic, you know, sportsmen. You find out their style, you know. So even you want to buy the same shoes. And have you ever followed that way? You know, your first thing is so you buy the poster, you put in the poster in your room, your idol, you know, were either actor and actress or the sportsmen, and then you to be like that person. Because shoes is expensive, what they wear. What they clothes is quite expensive too. They're sponsored, so it's quite expensive. But why you want to buy it? Why you want to buy it? Because you want to be like him. One time, the Michael Jordan, you know, he's an awesome player. In my time, he was a player. I don't know your time, but yeah. And many, you know, people, young people, wants to be like him. But when I look at myself, too short. So I cannot be anyway. So, yeah, idol, you know, idol. But now hopefully you and I, we can change the, you know, life model. You know, we can say, we can put the Lord Jesus in our life. Because now you're mature enough. If you still put, you know, post this kind of poster in your room, take it away. Yeah, this is not a big deal. Now we can change to the Lord Jesus as our life goal that can transform ourselves. This is what our goal to be on. So the Lord Jesus mentioned that how we can be like him, that we have to born again. Of course, we all born again with the water, and we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. But I ask, how much you have a desire to be like him, sir? Your desire is a priority, you know, to be like a Christ. We have to think about it. The Matthew chapter 7. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 16. You in chapter 6, Matthew chapter, did I say 6? Matthew chapter 7, 7, verse from 16. You will know them by their fruits. Grape are not gathered from the thorn bushes, not fig from the thistles, are they? 17. Even so, every good tree bears a good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. 18. A good tree cannot produce a bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce a good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20. So that you will know them by their fruits. The result of Christians. Throughout our Christian life of many years, we don't get anything out of our trees. But maybe no tree still have a chance. But if we bear the bad fruit, then this is the issue that a Christian life. One time Jesus talked about the one, the fig tree from the distance. He saw he thought when Jesus was hungry, he getting close to the fig tree. But there's nothing on the tree. So he cursed. because it doesn't bear anything. But the tree itself is quite, looks like a very greenish, maybe. A lot of leaves, maybe. But yet, there's no fruit. That means the person do not have any kind of a transforming of Christian life. So, hope that we are Christian life focused. We can change our life to be like a Christ. Jesus says, no, God says, I'm holy. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 22. Leviticus 22, verse 32. And you shall not profane my holy name, but I will be sanctified among the sons of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctify you. The Lord himself is my holy name. And the Lord himself is holy. And even Peter, he emphasized that we know that in 1 Peter chapter 1, he quote from the Leviticus 11, says, "But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in your behavior. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy." So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, say, I a quote from the Leviticus. I'm sure because we have a lot of temptations, we have a lot of challenges within our Christian life. Especially nowadays, we are facing of this generation. So when I was in college, we didn't have this kind of, you know, the internet. It's ancient time, which is a. Three, four, five. This ancient time. Because at that time, the computer just, you know, came out. I don't have. There's a type. At that time, we changed the typewriter to the computer. Have you heard about the 286? Oh, different kind of generation at that time. So concept is very different than nowadays. But later on, we're only using the, you know, black and white monitors. But later on, there's a chrome monitor. It's a little different. You can figure a little bit different color. And then later on, the color monitor came out. It's really awesome. It's a color monitor. At that time, so we play with the, like, you know, the little game. You look at the ball coming down, you hit it going up, hit the, you know, the blocks, that kind of game. So we're so excited, the computer there. There's no hard drive. Oh, 100 megabyte is considered huge. And also floppy drive, push in, then it takes a time to coming out. And that's a kind of a generation. Yeah. We don't have any channel, also limited TV channel I'm talking about. I never had, you know, that cable in my life. So, but nowadays, the whole thing's changed. One time the internet came in, and then finally I bought a used computer. 28K. Have you heard about it? 28K. So once the picture coming in, then and then you see the whole picture, and it takes some time. Relax, and then you can turn around and picture coming in. Wow, picture coming in. But nowadays, the generation is different. Totally different. We are in a facing of a lot of temptations. Growing is actually blessing. If you are not growing, that is a problem. Physically, you have to grow up. Don't you think? When your life always being like, you know, elementary school, then it is a trouble. It's a problem. Growing up is a blessing. To be like a teenager, to be like in your college, like your age is now growing up, to be to be the grown man, to be adult. But then we have to facing about a lot of temptation and challenges. The one who out there, the enemies. Satan is there, and then our flesh within us. So it becomes our great challenge, and then our temptations. But we have to destroy it. We have to destroy it. I have seen that sometimes, you know, those who attend the NYTS several times, even the graduate later, and I have seen my eyes that some of them failed. Because it cannot overcome the temptations. Because flesh desire is too strong. Because we don't want to, you know, flesh doesn't want to get into the spiritual dimension in our life. I hope our life really seeking God and true, our life to be pure yourself. If we well manage our life, your life and my life will be blessed. Especially if you following the virtue of Christ. We can say that we can follow the divine natures. In other words, we can say the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah. But there is a struggle. We'll go back to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Verse 16 says, chapter 5, 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit. That means that the Spirit of God within us to lead our life, we walk with Him. Then you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Verse 17. The flesh sets its desire against the Spirit. The Spirit against the flesh, for these are the opposition of one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. I like the verse 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. I hope you and I, because we follow the Spirit. The desire of the Spirit is stronger than anything else within us, then transform our life. Then life will be blessed. I think during the two week of your time of NYTS, you come to the Lord, you continue to pray. You can enjoy the moment of your prayer, reach up to God. Your prayer to reach to enough in spirit. You know, 30 minutes of prayer, it seems like 5-10 minutes. Have you noticed, because at the beginning, 20 minutes of prayer is quite stressful. But after a week, can you tell 30 minutes is, okay, just kneel down, pray 30 minutes. It's good enough. I can still continue to pray. I remember when I was 1994, I got married, right? 1994, and then my wife and I, we decided, let's go to NYTS. So after I got married, after a month, and then we went to NYTS. At that time, so we have about 40. At that time, so not this young. At that time, so there's a 50s, there's a 40s, all different ages. It's like NATS, you know, National Adult. We gather together. So what I poke my focus is that's prayer. I want to pray. I want to draw near to God. It is wonderful, but first few days I struggle because it's hard to concentrate my prayer. But through the week, different. It's different. I like to kneel down. I tour to the second week, physically tired. of course. So thank God my seat is on the last ones. So afternoon I took a nap, even the class. But prayer is precious. Prayer is precious. To the end, it seems like I want to stay here several extra more days. I want to pray. End up after second week, and I lost about 5-6 pounds. So NYT is the best place for the diet. I learned, oh, it's great. Spiritually, you know, you can reach your life into the spirit. And then physically lost weight, so lighter up to, you know, to in the spirit. I really thank God. The image of Christ. If you can think about it, your life and my life, if you think about the image of Christ, change our life. There's nothing is possible if we are holding upon other, you know, the worldly things. One side we want to gain the Christ life. Never think that way. Because your life, my life, you have a weak point, which is I have a weak point too. That you have to learn how to overcome of your weak point. If you cannot overcome your weak point, always a weak point, you know, chase after you. To pull you away from God, pull your life away from the image of Christ. So I hope that during the NYTS, you can find out your weak spot. Weak spot. So that weak spot means that this one which become obstacles for your Christian life to be like a Christ. That we the only possible with the prayer can destroy this weakness. Yeah. So hope that you and I, we can focus on this spot to be removed by the prayer. It's not possible with our physical strength. We need the helping of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The Spirit of God will help us, then give us the strength that we can remove our filthiness. Have you noticed that you already built in the image of Christ within yourself? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that you're different than animals, like dogs and chimpanzees? You're different. Come on, you're different. Dog's life is always dog's life, barking and... But you can tell when you look at yourself within you. That's up to your life. If you really cherish your life, really your life to really love your life, you know what you're gonna do, what you have to do it. Because you have to build your life, the image of Christ within you, to be bring it up in your life, to be blossom in your way or path of your life. So that how you can testify your life to in front of the Gentiles or your friends. You know, nowadays, have you noticed that if you go to another, you know, your friends or people say, unless you were baptized by the water and spirit, you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom, then they don't come to you. How we can approach to them? It is possible with our image of Christ within us. It is only possible. Yeah. So within us, the Christ within us, the image of God, they expose them. They can attract it. Even though they are sinners, even though they are not baptized yet, but they have a desire actually. They want to be a better person actually. Many people in the prison, they, you know, nowadays, a lot of prison, it's not because they want to be a bad person from the beginning. They want to be actually a good person, but yet the environment, because of the nature, flesh is weak, so they cannot come to the Lord. But once we're showing us the Christ within us, then this is the way we can preach the gospel. That's how our Christian life to be built ourselves. So Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 to 20, Jesus mentioned that by bearing the fruit, by their bearing the fruit, we know them. The divine natures, the planted us, the one already within us. Because the Genesis chapter, what chapter mentioned that we are created by his image? Chapter 2, is that? Chapter 1, sorry. God created us. He created us his own images. So within us, we have in his image. So we are in the Lord now. We can bring this image to define to us, and that we can build ourselves to become a true Christian. If you look at the Matthew chapter 5, Jesus talking about in the Mount of that he preached on the mount, mentioned about the 8 blessings. Well, it is 9 blessings, some says. It doesn't matter, but it is a blessing. These all blessings, it's coming to us if we gain the divine natures, which is the image of Christ within us. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the gentles. And blessed are the hunger, thirst about the righteousness, which is the seeking the God's will. Blessed are the merciful, you know, the gentleness, the merciful, and pure in heart, and peacemakers. All this is an image of Christ. Do we have to bear this within us so that we can have a true the kingdom of God within us? One time, Jesus, remember what the Pharisees when come. When your kingdom comes, where is the map? Let's turn to Mark. No, it's not a Mark. I'm sorry, Luke. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 20. Chapter 17, verse 20. 20 and 21. Thank you so much. You can make this, you know. Chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Now, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with the signs to be observed." 21. Nor will they say, "Look, here it is," or "There it is." "For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." That's our goal to be. That's what our Christian life and to be. The kingdom of God is within us. We know the kingdom of God is here, book of Romans. Please turn to the book of Romans. Is it chapter 8? Book of Romans chapter 14, I'm sorry. Book of Romans chapter 14, verse 17. "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but the righteousness and the peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." The kingdom of God, the king, our king is God, within our heart. That we are no longer to be the king ourselves, but God himself to be king in our heart. So his kingdom is created within our heart. Then we are not focused on eating and drinking. It doesn't mean that we don't drink, that we don't eat. But that's not a priority. Our priority is seeking his kingdom. That's righteousness. And peace. Because relationship. Have you noticed that we have the relationship is a problem? That no longer we can have a peace anymore? Because in the near future, because if you get married, you can tell. Once you get married, husband and wife, most close one. But if you have different opinions, whatever you are, you know, to pick on each other, and then, but next to each other, the heart to holding hands each other actually. It cannot have a peace. The peace coming from the relationship, and the joy, also the secure for the relationship. Joy is coming from the understanding of true treasures within our heart. The word is in the Holy Spirit. I hope you and I, we can create this kingdom within us. We are not seeking the material, but we're seeking our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are built in his image within us, seeking for his righteousness, seeking for his goodness. That's how we created. Do you believe so? Once we set our goal for God, for his glory, then life is changed. Many times why we cannot change, because we're very selfish to our life. We all focus on myself. Everything is for myself. But our focus to God, life is changed. Have you noticed Paul's life, how he's wonderfully changed his life? Because he changed the focus in his life. Please turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship." Everybody is precious because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. The good works is for his glory. Good works is for the accomplishment of the God's purpose, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Then also the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. "And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn in all creations." 16. "For by him all things were created, both in the heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers of authorities. All things have been created by him and for him." Let us remember the words. Your life and my life, focus on the Christ. Change your goal for your life from me to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that means dimensionally your life is changed. It's not what I like it, but what God likes it. Change it. If you never change your dimension, then naturally we follow our flesh. That's how we designed it. Have you noticed that? That's how we designed it. If you're seeking for yourself, well, we're always seeking for self-glory. How great I am. How great we are. Do we know when, where is it? In Genesis 10, when the people, they gathered together to build the Tower of Babel, they wanted their name to be glorified. They wanted to build something that for themselves. I really don't like that at that time, the people. Why they did it? So that we change, diversify ways is good, but we have all different languages, so. You know, to speak English, how hard it is for me. Oh, speak English. Every time, you know, sit back there and coming here, I have to speak English. And we have all different languages because of them. If they're seeking God and they build for the God's purpose, then we all have the same languages. We all easily communicate. But because of them, I don't have the blame to them, but still. Yeah. And Now, if you bear the fruit of spirit, then you are walk in the light. It's a wonderful blessing. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. The one we bear in the fruit of the Spirit in verse 9 is for the fruit of the light. You can say fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of light, consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. This was seeking for the kingdom of God in a sense. Be a son of God. In other words, be a son of light. We can say, it's in the book of John. I think John chapter 11. Yeah, John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 36. John chapter 12, verse 36. The while you have the light, believe in the light, in order that you may become sons of light. The sons of light always follow the light, always working in the light, we can say. We don't want to stay in the darkness. Sometimes I see the people, they experience the true light, the shine upon to them, the experience of how wonderful and the light under the great, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they want to go back to the darkness. I hope we don't have this mistake in our life. Once you expose yourself to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, stay in there for the rest of your life. Don't follow the darkness. During the time of Jesus, a lot of people, at that time, Jesus came as a light. But people do not believe in him because they like to dwell in the light, Bible says. If we walk in the light, John chapter 11 verse 9 says, if anyone walk in the day, chapter 11 verse 9, yeah. If anyone walk in the days, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. Sometimes we stumble there, that we can fall on because of the obstacles within us, because why we cannot see it. But once we are in the spirit, once your life and my life with a prayerful life, you can see the things come in front of your way. It is the obstacle, the stumbling block, you know that. I know that we can pray for it. We can destroy the purpose of Satan's and also destroy our weakness, that the Lord Jesus helping us, give us the strength to overcome it. Yeah. We have to grow up. The one word we can finish, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse from 13. From verse 12 is good. Ephesians chapter 4, verse from 12. Ephesians 4, verse from 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the service to the building up of the body of Christ. 13. Until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature man, to the measure of the stature which belong to the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of man, by the craftiness in deceitful scheming. Verse 15. But speaking in the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him, who is the head, even Christ. I hope you and I, we are continue to grow up ourselves to be mature enough. If we can say the spiritually mature enough, we have become a spiritual man, not a natural man. Paul mentioned that we're not to be like a fleshly, but we are in a spirit life. So to be a truly mature Christian, to be to glorify the name of God. The Lord Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, right? And you are the light of the world." How wonderful that our life have a purpose. Jesus pointed out our purpose of our life. So to be like the one who, to be ready, like what Jesus mentioned, that be a true light within your life promise, yeah. Your workplace, in your business. The Lord Jesus himself portraying there to glorify the name of God, just like Joseph's, just like Daniel's, and Daniel's three friends. If your life is within such a lot of temptation, a lot of force from the outside of the world, yet they still want to be the true light. This is what we're seeking for. The image of Christ within us to help us our life to grow, to be mature. Let us all pray in silence. Amen. A 10-minute break. Or is it not?